08459 570057. You can text us 07786 20 70 70. Andy's next on the fans phone. Good evening, Andy.
Hello, Hearty.
Far away, sir.
It's Randy.
Randy, oh, sorry.
That's okay, I'll forgive you that slip of the tongue.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a praise and I've got a bit of a grumble for you tonight.
Well, can we have the praise first and you can end with the grumble?
You can. I have been very critical of Mr. Wilkins and his substitutions in the past, but I thought today he got it spot on with regards to the attacking element. As was it, did Loft got the goal, didn't he?
Loft scored, yes, Randy.
Yeah, and he was a substitute who came on, and I thought
he was indeed, Randy. It's not a lot gets past you, is it?
Oh well, they say I'm as sharp as a knife, so.
Yeah, good stuff. Right.
But yeah, I thought it was quite positive, because last season I thought that's something he lacked, in that if we were drawing, if we were winning, he'd never make the changes for fear of sort of ruining the rhythm. But this season, obviously the home match with Southend, when he brought on Robinson and Savage, was a positive change. And he's made a positive change today, and it's got us at least our name in the second round of the cup.
Yes. Have you got any thoughts on that? Would you like an all Sussex tie with Horsham?
I think that'd be nice, but then again, I don't think I'm not sure if I'd want it, because that means that one Sussex team will be eliminated, doesn't it? Whereas it'd be nice to have two in the third round draw.
Yes, it would be. Very, very true. Well, I mean, Havant and Waterlooville are still knocking about, so Charlie Oakway makes his return to the with Dean. That'd be a good one.
That'd be nice. And my grumble would be the performance today. I thought it was, well, until the substitution, I thought it was quite uninspiring. I thought Cheltenham were on a par with Gillingham in general awfulness, and we just failed to take advantage of that. And really, if we played to our potential, we should have our name in that draw without the or Cheltenham bit.
Norm, do you agree with Randy?
Oh yeah, I think after the first quarter now, it was obvious that they weren't a very good side, and we dominated the game, but we just didn't get on the end of any of the crosses that were put through, which was many, and I thought determination wasn't too good. Then they got back in the game and actually went in the lead, and we struggled to get a draw in the end. No, I think you're totally right. I think it was a pretty poor performance.
Baz made amends, didn't he, Randy, at the end?
Yeah, he did, but, you know, that chance, I said, you know, if I had one leg, I probably could have put that chance away that he missed in the about halfway through the second half, and he just didn't roll it towards the goal.
I think technically, if you only had one leg, you wouldn't actually be allowed to play league football.
Well, it depends
if
I had a fake leg on the other side, wouldn't it?
It would fail your medical.
So if I had a sword in place of the leg, well, I very much doubt it would be dangerous in tackles, but if I had a proper fake leg, they may let me get away with it.
Right. Randy, thank you very much for your call. Have a safe journey home as you walk down the motorway. 08459 57 0057. We've had a...